it's interesting to see all of these kind of things, you know, sprout up and still have to tell people that I can't pour that glass of wine. My name is Rob Chase, and I'm the owner of Digress Wine in College Park. When I did jiu-jitsu, for example, I mean, I could go back right now, and I mean, it's a very, very much a hands-on activity. People want to come in and drink every single day, and it's become a pretty consistent theme, you know, that I've just got to deal with. And you know, honestly, most of the situations, I think it's just that people really don't know that we still can't. And, you know, people are mostly understanding. And that's it. I mean, not much else I can do with that. So I'm anxious, as always, to get the ball rolling. And I think at this point, I'm not irritated by it. I'm not stressed out, but I'm a little bit more just anxious to get there.
All 50 U.S. states are taking steps to reopen now after 2 months of COVID-19 shutdowns. In the tourism capital of Orlando, Florida, Disney World and Universal have started welcoming visitors back to their shopping and dining districts. Almost all of Florida's businesses are now allowed to open at limited capacity. That includes gyms, salons, restaurants, even breweries if they have a food truck on site. But bars and nightclubs are still restricted to retail sales. And for people who make their living in the beverage business, patience and finances are wearing thin. I'm Judith Smelser, creator of Orlando Wine Blog, and this is Unwinding, following the stories of Central Florida's wine professionals via Skype as they navigate the changing world of COVID-19.
It's kind of BS, really. I mean, if they're going to let a brewery open, then why won't they let us open? I mean, it's just so crazy. It's like, okay, they can go to a brewery and get beer, but they can't come into the wine bar and have a glass of wine. Hi, this is Melissa McAvoy, co-owner of Swirlery Wine Bar, with my partner Damian Roman. We are just barely hitting our goal. You know, we're right there, but you know, the business is, you know, a little bit quieter. I'd say we were 80% on premise, if I had to pull a number out of a hat. So we really want to get things moving back to normal as soon as we can.
We haven't really heard anything from jobs as of late.
My name is Christina Peebles. Been in the service industry 15 years now. And I got laid off from 4 jobs. During the quarantine around St. Patty's Day. This is the week that I'm going to have to start looking, just to kind of get an idea what's out there. But then again, too, it's like, I have to find something that outweighs unemployment. Because if it doesn't outweigh unemployment, I'll have to wait until unemployment is exhausted and then look for something. I think my deadline is, I think, 12 weeks, the end of June, yeah. Because I can't give up unemployment in order to make $300 a week. And then if that's the case, then I'll put in for the second week of June to really start reaching out to those companies so that when unemployment does run out, I'll know where exactly to go and maybe have built some sort of a relationship with those companies. Everyone's kind of complaining that people don't, they'd rather have unemployment than go back to work. That's not the tragedy. The tragedy is we allow Americans to live in poverty and no one wants to help them. The system isn't made for us. The system is made for the 1%. My boyfriend, he got one payment of $225 since March, and we got let go on the same day. His application says that he's went back to work. So it doesn't even say pending to be paid or anything. There's not even a phone number to call.
You know, we've got a huge parking lot here that, you know, I could put additional seating in if we, you know, were able to get picnic tables or get tents. We had everything to space people out and utilize a lot of outdoor space, and I'm ready to do so. And I think even inside, you know, we've got a couple different areas here. We've got the cellar in the back with the table. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity to give people that space. So maybe I'm getting a little frustrated with it, but not much to do about that now. I'm not really concerned. You know, I've been spending more time with the kids, and that was my biggest source of anxiety. And I guess that, you know, not knowing, of course, if anybody is infected in our little crew, everybody seems okay so far. You know, I don't put myself into any real close proximity with anyone, but the nerves, I think, about all that in general for me have relaxed a little bit. Yeah, we'll wear the masks. We won't require anybody else to, but they're welcome to if they'd like. You know, I've had some frustrating conversations about it, and it is politicized, and I'm of the opinion that you know, I'd rather err on the side of caution. And I was, you know, I think I'd mentioned it before, a little conflicted about what that looked like for the customer. You know, if I do have a mask, and is that an alarm? Is it a testament to, you know, the safety we wish to provide? I don't know at this point, and I'm not concerned about it, because once there is a little bit more here by way of service, you know, now people are in and out, they grab their wine, they go. I do interact with a lot of people, but not for any extended period of time. And once that time is, you know, extended a little bit more, that will be more comfortable for me. And I think, you know, a majority of people, and there are those that don't want to wear masks, I'm not going to require it, of course, but we have them here ready to go anyway, especially for people that are doing curbside pickup. A lot of them are, you know, health compromised, so it's important that they see us taking the extra steps to make sure that they're taken care of.
This is Melissa. We have our tables spread out, and you know, we've removed bar stools, we have sanitizer everywhere. So I feel like, you know, we're ready. It seems like right now masks are being recommended at many establishments that are currently open. So, you know, we're going to have to, you know, follow the rules as in regards to that. I think our customers are pretty cool, you know. I don't foresee them, you know, shunning us for wearing masks or anything. Right now, we're not. You know, I have them, and I wear them when I go out into stores, but it's like there's just not enough people coming in to justify me, you know, wearing the mask all day, in all honesty. We have a sign on the door that says, if you're sick, stay home, which is kind of funny. But so we just ask that if people aren't feeling good, you know, to please not come inside of the store. I'm not enforcing guests to wear masks. You know, if they want to wear a mask, that's completely up to them, but I'm not going to make it a rule for now.
This is Christina. I'm not concerned about it. I mean, the mask is for my safety as well. And if some nut job doesn't want to wear one, fine. You know what I mean? Like, but the hard thing too is, it has become political and divisive, and it has become controversial because people have been shot over wearing masks or not wearing masks, you know, and I never thought it would be a thing of someone physically harming another person because of personal protective equipment.
We did go to Disney Springs last night. It was the first day that Disney Springs was open. Oddly enough, though, there was only like 4 restaurants that were open. A lot of foot traffic, but no retail shops were open. We got temperature checked at the garage, which is the first time that that's happened to me this whole time. And everybody is required to wear masks. The only exemptions from that is if you had a drink in your hand.
And then, yeah, it was pretty busy. But I think it was pretty busy because nothing was really open. So it's like trying, instead of a lot of those guests going into restaurants that they would have normally went to, everybody's just kind of walking around trying to figure what is open. To be completely frank, it was just a waste of time.
But it was really nice because we did get a drink and an appetizer on the deck out back of the boathouse last night. So it was just really nice to watch the sunset. We ended up going to Cocoa Beach, which was really nice. We ended up seeing a bunch of friends there, but the beach was packed. We went on a Monday, and it was still packed. I mean, everybody was social distancing, but it was still packed. It looked like a normal beach day. Like, everyone is 6 feet apart, but that's it. You know, like, all these, like, towels and everything, there's just hundreds and hundreds of people down the beach. And we go all the way over there and drive all the way back, and it was just exhausting. Just the trip was exhausting. So it was kind of like, oh, why did we come all the way over here? It's only 45 minutes each way, but it still seems like longer. Because it's like, you're worried, you're being precautious once you get there. You just see how many people it is, and you're just more nervous, I think.
This is Melissa. So I was always wanted to put, you know, fun colors into my hair. And then working at Disney for 19 years, that's a no-no. You have to have natural color hair. So I ordered like a blue and purple hair dye and got some, you know, cool, you know, fun colors in my hair for the time being when I can actually do this. I do want to hit my 20-year mark with the company in 2021. That's my 20-year anniversary. So I do have a personal goal set to achieve that for sure. And it's not that I'm against going back in all reality, but I just don't know that it's going to be the same thing to go back to, you know? Working at one of the most profitable restaurants, you know, on the property, that happens, you know, by a high ticket price, but also by high volume. And I just don't foresee, you know, how we can jump right back into high volume like that. It just seems like when you go back, it's just not going to be the same. And I think that is going to, you know, help me pursue my own personal dreams and, you know, keep moving forward to push, you know, the growth and development of my own company. A small menu is one of the goals for us. You know, we'd like to have some small plates available. You know, it's just so customary all over the world for people to enjoy food with wine. And I just want to, you know, make it easier for that to happen here at Swirlery. And so that's one of our goals, just to continue to push the retail sales and then just kind of get the on-premise back up and running. Those are some immediate goals to accomplish.
You know, on the tail end of a couple of pretty good sales weeks, it's a little bit softer, but still can't really complain. We've got some new people coming in every day. Still getting a lot of people that are just kind of making the rounds to local businesses, whether they've been there or not. You know, I had a lady come in the other day who's retired. Her and her husband did quite well for themselves, and she said they've been driving around Florida, just hitting any little business they see, and they'll go to a hot dog stand and leave them a $50 tip, just kind of move along, and I don't think she'd ever been in before, so she grabbed a few bottles of wine. So it was very sweet. I love to see all that kind of stuff. You know, with some of the improvements that, you know, we've been making to the exterior and interior, you know, been selling off the old wine racks we have, putting in some new shelves, you know, they hold so much more and they look so much better. So I'm very happy with them. But, you know, that being said, it's given me more space, and I need to purchase more wine. So it's probably where a couple of my paychecks have gone. So it's, you know, that's kind of stressful. I've had to pay a lot of those big bills this week, but they're covered. It's good. So I'm doing all right. I'm feeling okay. Got my stimulus check, and great, that was perfect timing. So that's helped me kind of squeak by, and, you know, a tax return, and just trying to practice, you know, extreme frugality.
It's Melissa again. It's just the last few weeks have kind of tapered off a little bit for the retail. Hopefully things pick up now. You know, it's Memorial Day weekend's here. So we'll have to see if that, you know, brings in some extra sales. It's typically a holiday that I usually go down to the fams and go swimming in the pool and have a barbecue. But this year it just doesn't look like it's in the cards. With Monday being the only day off, I'm just thinking just to kind of chill and relax a little bit rather than fight any traffic that might be out there of people going to the beach, or I don't really want to deal with the crowds or any of that, you know? I'll have to make a plan to visit the family on a quieter weekday.
We all got together the other night and got some Thai food and celebrated my daughter's last day of high school. So officially done, though. We still don't know what's going on with the graduation, but it was a great little milestone. I was happy to be able to spend that time and just appreciate that kid that's no longer a kid. For my son, virtual school, it's a little chaotic. There's a lot of different avenues, you know, with turning in your work and everything. And it's really, it's not that difficult, but it's just that lack of structure, I think, that does affect him. So if it does continue like this, I mean, it's just going to require a lot more hands-on time with him. And that's something that, you know, that's another part of what happens here, because, you know, at this point, it's tough for me to get away. I've got a little bit of help, you know, on Sunday and Monday. But really the most cost-effective thing, of course, is for me to be here most of the time. And once we can serve again and stay open later and have that little extra stream of revenue, ideally I can have a little bit more of a 9-to-5 schedule, for a good chunk of the time, you know, have either Sean or Misty come in and help out, and that'll allow me some time to go focus on these things with Gage and make sure that everybody's on the same page and doing well. You know, it's just going to take a little bit more hands-on effort.
This is Christina. My mom's been doing better, which is really good. She had COVID symptoms, and then she got chemical poisoning when she went back to work.
And I think I'm going to try to see if she can't get an antibody test this week, because she has to go to a primary care physician, and I'm wondering if they don't have antibody tests there that they can check for, because I think that's a better bet for us now at this point, is just to see if she had ever had it.
My boyfriend. It's good. It's bad. It's, I don't know. It's definitely kind of day by day. But it's crazy. I mean, there's a part of me that just wants to go back to, like, having dates and, like, being romantic. But there's another part of us that's just tired.
So I don't know. We'll see. Definitely, like I said, definitely is day by day. And it's hard. It's just 7 years is a long time. It's a long time for anybody, you know, and being quarantined and then him wanting to go out and me wanting to stay in is just stressful.
This is Melissa. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. Staying hopeful, waiting, you know, so that we can open back up. And then just looking forward to, you know, just a great weekend.
Still chugging along. It's kind of been the way, you know, the last couple of months. It's been up and down and unpredictable. So, and it's not that far off from what business was like before. You know, it could be unpredictable as well. I just think that at this point, it's a little bit more dire in a sense. You know, these good days can really, it can make or break me a lot more now.
This is Unwinding. Thanks to Rob Chase, Melissa McAvoy, and Christina Peebles for sharing their stories. We'll continue to follow them as the COVID-19 story unfolds. Unwinding is a production of Orlando Wine Blog. You can subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on social media at Orlando Wine Blog. Thanks to Orlando musician Julian Bond for providing original music for Unwinding, Amy Tardiff for editorial guidance, and WMFE for distribution and promotion assistance. I'm Judith Smelser. Cheers, and thanks for listening.